Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chuck Porter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Dibzinski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Molitor trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Law moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Law scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotson fires to first and has Moore trapped. There's the throw to Dibzinski, who tags Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Gantner moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball four. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive to left field. Kittle throws towards the plate. Hill fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hill. Gantner scores. Yount moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Dibzinski moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dibzinski scores. Law scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kittle. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Kittle steals second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires is walked intentionally. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy is hit by the pitch. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Law reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Dotson covering, for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Squires bunts in front of the plate. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Squires moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvie tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski bunts towards the mound. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Gray moves to second. One out. Rusty Koontz pinch hits for Rudy Law. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray moves to third. Koontz moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Gray scores. Koontz scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bob Gibson now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baines. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Baines steals second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Pachioruk pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Pachioruk moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pachioruk moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires is walked intentionally. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing center field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gray strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. Moore moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Molitor strikes out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Koontz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-6, White Sox. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Baines reaches second base with a double. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Ted Simmons. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Edwards moves to third. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.